It's time again this week for our Beef Checkoff update. I'm Shaylee Peters. We're back in Nebraska this week, and we get a visit with Director of Education and Nutrition, Mitch Rippey. Mitch, you guys have been up to a lot of different educational things lately, and we'll talk first about some media training.
Yeah, well, thanks, Shaylee. So, as you mentioned, so last week in collaboration with the Midwest Dairy Council and Hy-Vee in Omaha, we hosted a media training event for dietetic intern students from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, as well as the University of Nebraska Med Center. And when I say dietetic interns, these are basically students who are one step away from becoming the new batch of registered dietitians here in Nebraska. So we provided them with a workshop detailing how to create kind of their key message points when conducting these media interviews, as well as some strategies and kind of techniques too to help effectively deliver those key messages. From there, we sat in on a live Newsday broadcast. And that was really impactful for the students because they were able to see then how those live interviews were actually conducted. And then they also had a discussion with the news anchors on how they could then pitch their media stories to those news stations. So that later that afternoon, we put everything together and we conducted some mock media interviews with the students so that they could practice their messaging and also prop staging. So I just really enjoy this program. I think it provides a really good opportunity to interact and then network with these newest group of registered dietitians. It introduces them to these commodity groups and really just shows them how we can work together on a lot of future programs.
We all know knowledge is power, and certainly so when you're able to articulate that across media. Let's talk more about some culinary classes that you guys also help out with and offer.
So I presented at two different high school culinary classes, and they were preparing for a food truck challenge. So we started off discussing some consumer trends and how they impact the beef demand. And then we kind of worked into a conversation on some, you know, new and trendy beef cuts and how they're being utilized then in a food service and culinary setting. So, you know, we talked about everything from a sirloin culotte to ribeye cap, tri-tips, and Delmonico steaks. So this is really just all an effort to kind of expose these students to some of those trendy or underutilized cuts, and then really provide them some applications that they could use for their culinary challenge later in the school year.
And then finally, you guys work with Methodist Hospital in Omaha with their employees, a really neat program. You've done this several times. Give us some more details on your latest trip to Methodist.
Yeah, so earlier this week, I was at Methodist Health Systems in Omaha for an employee-based Better Living class. So employees participate in a 16-week program. It encompasses everything from nutrition, fitness, mindfulness, for instance. And many of these individuals have lost 30 to 40 pounds by the end of the program. So I prepared one of our American Heart Association certified heart healthy diets from Beef It's What's For Dinner to show how we can take these USDA MyPlate recommendations and really put them into practice. So I put a lot of value too on the program evaluations that Methodist Hospital shares with me. And one comment that really stood out was from a participant, and they wrote, "I no longer have to feel guilty about eating beef." And I think that is truly impactful. You know, one of my main objectives when I go there and working with consumers is for them to really understand that beef truly is a nutrient-rich source of that high-quality protein, instead of battling, that common misconception that we should limit our red meat intake. So, you know, all in all, like you mentioned, a really busy couple weeks, but really full of some great programming.
All right. Thanks so much, Mitch. Mitch Rippey is Director of Education and Nutrition with the Nebraska Beef Council with this week's Beef Checkoff Update. I'm Shaylee Peters.